Well, good afternoon. I would like to call to order the October 3rd, 2022 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any items on this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located on the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss, filling out the blue speaker card completely. Once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the appropriate time. And I see we have one blue card. Anybody else? Okay. Mrs. Tomei, may I have the roll call?
Commissioner Bozeman?
Present.
Commissioner Casals?
Present.
Vice Chair Lee?
Present.
Commissioner Paul?
Present.
Commissioner Pliego?
Present.
Chair Beal?
Present.
Chair Beal, you have a quorum.
Thank you. I will now open call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on any matters raised during the call to audience. And we do have a request, and this is from Devon Sloan. And she has an issue to discuss on the historical marker location. I'd like to invite you up.
Good evening, Chair, Commissioners, Town Team, and Council Member. My name is Devon Sloan, and I am here tonight to ask if this can be put on a future agenda. This is a topographical map from 1975. And on this map, one moment, please. On this map is a notation for a historical monument. And my beautiful printer was running out of ink, but isn't it colorful? It shows where that historical monument is. And we're curious, I'm sorry, I should have told you, I'm a secretary on the board of the Ore Valley Historical Society. And we're curious if anybody knows what it was and where it is, because it could be important to the history of Oro Valley. So that is my blue card for this evening.
Thank you.
He wants to know where the location was, even. But that's okay. It's coming around since we can't really ask questions. Just get us a copy of that. Where's Mark, so we can try and
get you a copy of this
of where it's marked on here.
Well, that's what that is that I'm sending around.
Okay.
Because I couldn't copy that.
Okay. We'll get it.
I did of the place where it is. So it looks like it might be somewhere where Steampunk Village is now.
So to clarify, you were asking if anybody knows where the marker is.
Yes, it was a historical marker like the one that sits in front of the push house.
Okay, and does anybody in the room here know where it went?
So you had never seen it. You want to know what it is and where it's at now.
Yeah.
So you'd never seen it, you just noticed it.
Well, one of the members of our society did see it, does not remember when. So even though this is 50 years old, we're just not sure what it was, where it
whatever
was.
Whatever happened to it.
Yeah. And what might have happened.
Okay. Thanks.
Doesn't it sort of look like we're
the audience here?
We're interested.
Okay. Thank you. I will now close the call to the audience. Thank you. Councilmember Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
Yeah, a few things. One is, in case you don't know, it really wasn't publicized a lot, is our town manager, Mary Jacobs, has resigned. Our assistant town manager, Chris Cornelius, is the acting town manager. That'll be in effect until council makes a decision on a search and finding a new town manager, which can easily be 6 to 12 months. And last time we had looked, we actually ended up doing two rounds. The first time we looked for a town manager, none of the applicants were, we felt, right for the position, and we had to wait about 9 months and did another search and had more applicants, and Mary Jacobs was one of, out of the pool, one of those applicants. So that's that. The other thing is mark your calendars. December 15th at 6 p.m. is the Volunteer Appreciation Reception. It's at the Hilton El Conquistador. I know, you know, you've
yes.
been there.
Yes.
To me, that's actually the highlight event of the year. And I remember meeting, you know, Paul there years and years ago. It really is a great event. It's a great venue. They do an amazing job with the dinner and, by the way, desserts, which you'll see me at the dessert table first thing.
Yes.
So, you know, that just popped up on our calendar, so I thought I'd let you guys know in advance. You'll all be getting an invitation. And that's once. I know you've got welcome new members, but I just wanted to welcome the new members while I have the chance. It's great that you folks applied. It's great that you you know, been appointed. I'm sorry I missed your interview. I had a conflict that came up. So that's all that I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Solomon. Appreciate that. Okay. Presentations, number one, Historical Society report. Do we have a report today?
We do. And it's really an exciting one because we have missed you. And we've been doing a lot. So, again, I'm Devin Sloan with the Historical Society. So the season kickoff, wish we'd had a cookoff, that would have been nice, for the Push House Museum exhibit and tours was September 10th, and we unveiled A Place in Time. It's a series of four timeline panels that highlight the history of Steampunk Ranch, Oro Valley, and the greater Oro Valley area. The research, writing, and initial design was accomplished by Historical Society members and volunteers. It was funded by a grant from the Arizona Historical Society and an anonymous donor. We appreciate those, just so you know. This endeavor took 10 months to complete. It's a fantastic addition to the Historical Society exhibits at the Push House Museum, and I hope you all will come down and see it. The Push House Museum exhibits will be open from the second Saturday in September through the second Saturday in April. On the first, second, and fourth Saturdays of each month. Outdoor tours of the Steampunk Ranch property take place on the third Saturday due to monthly maintenance of floor cleaning by the town of Oro Valley. This is somewhat disruptive to the schedule because it's difficult to communicate third Saturday closure due to the public effectively. We've disappointed a couple of visitors who don't catch the exception and think the museum is open every Saturday. But the entire season of Oro Valley Historical Society events can be found on the events page at ovhistory.org. All right. This is something I want y'all to think about. Due to the garage construction, it's been very difficult to navigate visitors from the farmers market area to the Push House Museum. Visitor attendance has been down thus far. It's been 1 week. Well, 3 weeks. The containers that are on site near the garage block the view of the museum building. So we'd like to know how long the containers will be on site and hope Parks and Rec will work with us with signage to direct folks to the museum. We also hope that once construction is completed, landscaping will be done to make the path to the museum more stable and manicured for visitors. Most of our visitors are seniors and often have difficulty navigating the walk from the market to the push house. Here's another exciting thing. Talk about signs tonight. There is a brown directional sign on the east side. Do y'all know where Steam Pump Ranch is? Okay, all right. There is a brown directional sign on the east side of the property, so up against Oracle Road, near the steam pump building. We're uncertain when this was installed, as it's been there for quite some time. It's much like the directional sign leading you into Naranja Park. The sign at Steam Pump Ranch is not visible from Oracle Road and is kind of useless in its current location. We would like to suggest that it be moved to more appropriate. And here's a visual for you. Front and back of the sign, and that's the steam pump building. You may pass that around so your colleagues can see. We'd like to suggest that it be moved to a more appropriate place, visible from Oracle Road, that will help visitors find the park. Unless people are familiar with the entrance through Steam Pump Village, you know, by the QT, it's hard to find their way to Steam Pump Ranch from the Village Shopping Center. There's no signage to Steam Pump Village, to Steam Pump Ranch. And so we hope that there might be some collaboration between the town of Oro Valley and ADOT, which would accomplish getting or moving the unused sign onto Oracle, directing visitors to turn under the wrought iron steam pump ranch sign. Duh. Okay, so we look forward to the completion of the fire security project. Awesome. And we hope to get an update of the progress and when you all will be moving into the garage building. There was recently a little bit of miscommunication between Golden Ranch Fire Marshals and the town of Oro Valley that's centered on our activity at the building. It's all cleared up, and we were able to continue our activities as planned. We were surprised when the demolition of the pool at the Proctor Lieber House took place. The Historical Society is uncertain if any of the materials from either the garage structure demo or the pool have been saved by HPC or TOV. The Historical Society would appreciate being alerted to any future demolition so that we can retrieve articles that we might want for our collection. Did you know that the curtains in Carlos's house were made by his wife, Emma? I did not, and I'm not going to ask. If there's no interest in saving those, we'd love to have them for our collection. So we often actually have relatives from Carlos visit the museum. And we'd like to know if the State Historic Preservation Office has been in the loop during these demolitions and continued digging on the property so that they can monitor that the work is within the historic preservation standards and procedures. There are two carriage frames on the property that should be preserved before they completely deteriorate or are unintentionally uprooted. Southwest Archaeology has been helpful and could be helpful again determining how they should be removed and or preserved, as well as the State Historic Preservation Office. We look forward to your addressing and giving us feedback on some of our concerns and working with you as things progress through the Steam Pump Ranch. Thanks for your attention. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your report and some very interesting items for consideration. Consent agenda item number one, review and approval of the June 6th and September 6th, 2022 meeting minutes. Do we have any discussion on either of the minutes? No discussion. Okay. I move to approve the June 6th and the September 6th, 2022 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second? Second by Commissioner Lee. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Regular session agenda item number one, welcome new members. And we have in the room Commissioner Michael Hall.
Hello?
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And we have on the telephone, Joan Pliego. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Look forward to meeting you. Regular session agenda item number 2, discussion and possible action to approve remaining changes to the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan. Mr. Jankowski will open this discussion.
Thank you, Chair Beal, Commission members. We have talked about the Cultural Preservation Plan multiple times. It's been listed on 4 different agendas, and as a part of different discussions, we identified a few changes related to the Steampunk Ranch section, as well as the undeveloped areas. However, we have not essentially voted to approve the changes in the document as a whole, as we are required to do it annually as a certified local government. So that's the reason why this is on the agenda for this meeting. To staff's understanding, we've made the changes that were requested in the review of this document. We just need to go through the formal process of approving those changes and the document for this year, essentially. That's not to say if there aren't any other suggestions or changes that you all would like to make, that could be done. But as I said, we do need to get this approved this year.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we have had extensive review of this, particularly with Ms. Delaman. And I move to improve with any of the changes, the remaining changes to the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan and its related appendices. May I have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second, right? All those in favor?
Is there any discussion?
There can be discussion.
Okay, so I have a question. I took a look at what I could review anyway, and it seemed to me, I'm a new guy, so you have to tell me otherwise, that there was really only one substantive change, and it was on page 16, and they added a real short paragraph about people maybe need to pay a little more attention to their properties. And the rest of the changes seem to be largely what I'm going to call editorial,
yes,
updating references and things like that. Is that correct?
That is accurate.
Thank you.
Did we see the document with the changes that had been made? We talked about this at the last meeting we were at, right?
So we've talked about it February, May, and June.
In June, which one was the... took some notes, and I think we wanted to talk about I gotta go back, but there were some questions I had about the document that we wanted to bring somebody in to ask about, or there were like some inconsistencies or some maybe updates that needed to be made, you know, like on speaking of page 16, a paragraph that says currently only one property in Oro Valley listed in the National Register, is that still correct? And, you know, you said it happens annually?
Correct.
So right now, approving this is just kind of procedural.
That's correct.
So any questions we have about it, we can still work on throughout the year.
Yes.
Bring it up as we go.
Yes, we would be able to do so.
And so right now, we're just approving changes that had been talked about earlier this year, saying, yeah, make those changes, and then we... Okay.
That is correct, and I think some of the items that you were discussing are related to item number 3 on the regular session agenda that we talked about a little bit more in detail and what you were referencing and speaking with the planning division.
Oh, yeah, I looked at 3 and it mentioned the historic preservation process for homes with town boundaries, so I didn't remember that specific detail. I didn't think that related to me, but okay, so that's 3. Got it.
Yeah, so to clarify, some of his suggestions with review process for development could move forward without, it would not affect this document.
That's accurate.
Okay, excellent. Okay, once again, we heard a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Regular session agenda item number 3, discussion and possible action to approve a date for a future study session. to discuss the relationship between the planning department as it relates to the historic preservation process for homes within town boundaries. Mr. Jankowski, will you open this discussion?
Yes, thank you, Chair Beal. Commission members, this was driven by what Commissioner Lee had just brought up, some of the specifics to when homeowners are interested in making some sort of change to their home, they reach out to the planning division. There has not been a lot of clear communication between the HPC and planning and zoning, essentially, so that when it's my understanding when this was discussed previously that the HPC would like to have a discussion with the planning department so that they can understand how the HPC looks at homes that could possibly fit the historic designation and making sure that homeowners whose homes do fit that do receive some amount of information so that they can make a decision before they make a change to their property. Because once you're on that list, there's, you know, as you all know, there are certain things you can and you cannot do any longer to your own property. So the purpose of this item on here was, number one, to clarify that was essentially the desire of the HPC, and then to set a study session, which is something that we've not done as a body, essentially, certainly in my time with the town, where it would not be a meeting where there would be decision-making via votes. It would be an opportunity to bring in somebody, a person or two from the planning department, and we have a discussion. It's a formal meeting, but it's a little informal in that it's a lot more conversational in nature. And ultimately, we're not taking a vote at the end of that.
I have a question on that too, Mr. Jankowski. Can the scope of that meeting, I want to ask Commissioner Lee, is there anything else that we want to potentially add to the agenda of that meeting? Or?
For a meeting like that, the study session? No, I think that would be awesome to have someone from the planning committee come in. We go through this, the idea is that we go through the document, study session, so page by page, we're looking at it, reading it, we're coming up with our questions, understanding, and then from there, I assume at another meeting we would bring up, we would move to discuss and for further action, possible further action. We do that at a separate meeting, or from that meeting could we move to discuss and have potential further action. Would that take place at that meeting, or that would just be purely informational? And then at another following meeting, we would move to discuss with potential action.
So, first part of that, yes. If we were to have a study session, the agenda item would be listed as discussion, and then the topics. That's your meeting to run and make decisions. If you'd like to go page by page, we could definitely do that. That's really at your pleasure. The study session would be identified as a discussion or informational, and from that we would then have to have a regular meeting scheduled and posted for the public with whatever that agenda topic was going to be that would be discussed, where it may be discussion and possible action where that would be listed as a part of the agenda.
Okay, another question. Where could that meeting be, in a room like this, if we're bringing somebody in from the town where they could use a big screen?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. Any other discussion on this?
I think this will generate discussion at that time. So.
And I think it will be, if I may, commission members, I think it'll be a little bit easier too with the way to have a conversation and ask the questions. As I said, it's an official meeting, but it's much more informal in the way the discussion's held.
Okay, so the next question is the date for such a meeting. So just input from the commissioners.
Yeah, if I may, if there's a specific month or a time frame that we could identify to get the planning, you know, to schedule that with planning so that they're available, that's essentially what we'd be looking for.
Okay, so we could,
it doesn't need to be a month out, you know, it's just a time frame so that we've got something to work with.
So we could do that by an email through you and then propose a date to the commissioners.
Actually, you need to do it here.
Okay. So Any input from the commissioners as to an ideal date to, in the evening, I would imagine?
The day can be in the week of.
Yeah, and that's that time frame.
Yeah.
That would provide us with some
is
some
two
options.
Or 3 weeks out enough time to get this?
Well, we're looking at week options. Evening's definitely the best, obviously, and Wednesdays would be best for me.
Mm-hmm. I second that idea.
So in 2 weeks from now, that Wednesday would be a council meeting, Wednesday the 19th. So if we were looking the last week of October, that would be the 26th of October there. I'm unaware of any. There's not a council meeting.
No. So, Mr. Chair, that week I am away. I'm at a conference.
Okay.
And I won't be able to phone in either.
Mm-hmm. We don't need a quorum at all or anything like that in this meeting.
Yeah, you'd still have to have a quorum.
You still have to have a quorum. Yeah. Did during the first week of November.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at that, but that Wednesday, I mean, that would be a council meeting then on the 2nd, correct?
Yeah.
So we'd be looking at November 9th.
Oh, the 2nd is a Wednesday? The council meeting?
Yeah.
9th. I'm good with the 9th. I don't know if there's... We're not in a huge hurry. We just approved the current changes, and it gives us more time to look through anyways.
Okay, unless you're more the rest of our commissioner members, I'm fine with that. We do need kind of a quorum here.
The 9th is a Wednesday, too?
Correct.
And time?
So that would be similar to this time.
Same time, 5?
5 o'clock.
5.
I need a motion to have it on it.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that on November 9th at 5 p.m., a meeting at this location for discussion as a study session in the relationship between the planning department as it relates to the historic preservation process for homes within town boundaries. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Casaus.
Casaus.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion accepted there. The next item is the department.
This is Joan. Will there be some materials sent out for that, or is it just we just show up?
Commissioner Pliego. Reviewing of the Heritage Preservation Plan kind of was the impetus of this. So that was attached with materials for this meeting. I would recommend reviewing that, but also because it is a study session, you all will have the opportunity to ask really any sort of questions you would like of the representative from the Planning Department as well as the Parks and Recreation staff and the legal staff that will be here. So. I would recommend reviewing the Heritage Preservation Plan, as well as then, you know, any previous experience any of you all have, or something that you've, you know, maybe found online or something that have interested you that way to see, you know, that's kind of the idea behind this, is it's a brainstorming session a little bit where you can get some information and see what might be feasible here in our community.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, the next item is department update. Mr. Jankowski, is there anything to report?
Yes, Chair Beal. Commission members, thank you very much. I wanted to provide an update on the push house and garage project that's been going on over at Steam Pump Ranch. The internal plumbing of the push house fire suppression system was completed early in September prior to the Historical Society's first Saturday in the building. That project has been somewhat delayed, and there were certainly some challenges in meeting that deadline, but we were able to do that, and I certainly appreciate the Historical Society's communication and working with us on that project. I think that now that's one box that we've certainly checked, and that's a good thing, the way that project has been going. The former pool structure has also been demolished and leveled. This eliminated a safety hazard on the property and is consistent with the master plan for the property. Our Parks Department is going to come in and do some additional cleanup work of that area, a little bit of landscaping to try to make that look a little bit nicer. But that all is that has all been taken care of. That work was communicated with the president of the Historical Society that would be occurring. So that was something that everybody was looped in on. The garage building itself, that work is continuing to be ongoing. We've had some TEP-related delays that have pushed back the completion date of this project. So ultimately, what we're looking at is getting into the building near the end of November because of the electrical hookup and the delays related to TEP. That is something that has been a challenge on a number of town projects, and this is something that we've been trying to get TEP out on the property to take care of for the better part of a year. So that was finally something we were able to get done. They need to do their work, and then the existing contractor there on site has got to finish up their work once TEP has done their job on the property. So a little bit of a delay there, but we are still moving forward. We have identified some furniture to put into the building, and we anticipate being in there the very early part of December. Additionally, the barbecue and bunkhouse. The bunkhouses are the next project there on the property. Poster Myrto McDonald is who the town has been working with design. They submitted plans to the planning department, and they have been approved by permitting. It is the plan to do a bid package for that project later this month. So as we finish up the garage project, we can go ahead and roll right into the barbecue building and the bunkhouses, which again, once those two properties are taken care of, really the push house is, or not the push house, the Proctor Lieber house is the only item on the, only structure on the property that has not been addressed yet. So again, it will go a very long way to making some of those structures habitable, not only for people to come out and rent them and reserve them, but also event-wise, and certainly the educational aspect of that will take another huge step forward there on the property, actually being able to go inside of the buildings within the historic core. Currently, the push house is the only building that you can actually walk into right now. So hopefully, you know, in the next couple of months, the garage building will be another, and then we'll continue work out there in the barbecue and bunkhouse buildings. Some other upcoming steam pump ranch events for October. This Friday is our very large Halloween event known as the Monster Mash out there on site. We get a few thousand people out there on the property. So if you have not bought a ticket yet, we encourage you to do so. But that'll be a lot of fun. Following that up, we have second Saturday on the 8th. We're working with the Youth Advisory Council to host a movie night out on the Steam Pump Ranch property on the 15th of October. Our town staff is going to do a Halloween-themed movie on the 21st. There is a concert the final Friday of the month, the 28th, which we'll be working with the Historical Society to have a vehicle that they are working to raffle off. So that'll be a little bit of a larger concert due to their involvement, as well as food trucks and everything else that goes along with the concerts out there. And then the following night of that, the 29th, the Blues Beer and Wine Festival will be taking place on the property. So October is always just a very busy month out there on the property. Anytime the weather really starts to get nice, that becomes the spot where everybody wants to be. In addition to that, the Arizona State Historic Preservation Conference is being held the 19th through the 21st in Yuma, Arizona. I am going to be attending that, so I will come back from that with some good information to share with you all, some of the new stuff that's going on, as well as just information that makes sense to share with the group.
Any discussion on this that we've gone over? I have a question. You mentioned the fire alarm system is in now?
The fire suppression system is in the building.
Now, what is the schedule for the, is there like a burglar alarm or, you know, security alarm system in now or going in?
That will be going in. What we'll be doing is putting in an ADT type security system in the building.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, my pleasure.
Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn. at five
church.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. The next item is future agenda item. The next Historic Preservation Commission meeting is scheduled for Monday, November 7th, 2022. The commission may bring forth general topics for any future meeting agenda. Commissioners may not discuss, deliberate, or take any action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38-431-02H. Do we have any items to add to future agenda?
Possible Juneteenth recognition at Steam Pump Ranch. I had proposed this last year, and that was during the renovation of Steam Pump Ranch. And I think Commissioner Nicole, you had second the motion on that. We'll possibly have an event honoring Juneteenth celebration in June of 2023 or July.
Okay, can you elaborate a little bit more what goes on that event?
During my research, I found out that in the latter part of 1700s to 1800s, the Buffalo soldiers actually stopped in, so to speak, at Steam Pump Ranch to more or less regroup, I guess to say, for lack of a better word. And they then headed to Oracle. But Steam Pump Ranch has a very interesting part during the time with the Buffalo Soldiers. And I think it would be quite interesting to have that history told. There's a gentleman that I was in contact with at Fort Huachuca, and he does tours. The Buffalo Soldiers Museum is there, so he conducts the tours. And he was willing to come here and also discuss and tell stories of what he knows about the placements of the Buffalo Soldiers here. So possibly just a Q&A session with the gentleman, and possibly during the time of Oro Valley, the city of Oro Valley's celebration.
Celebrate Oro Valley is in April, and as you were mentioning that
yes,
that kind of what was running through my head as well.
Right. So sometime during that course.
Okay. Do you want to make some type of motion to get that on?
Yes.
The agenda?
Yes. Okay. I would like to motion to have the Buffalo Soldiers presentation / Juneteenth celebration at Steam Pump Ranch to be discussed at a later date.
Do I hear a second for this?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Looks like the motion carries there.
Thank you.
And I noticed the Historic Society brought up the issue of a directional sign to Steam Pump Ranch. And I'd like to make a motion that as a topic for the next agenda, one topic would be a discussion if that's a prudent move that we could present to the city.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any other discussion or for future agenda items?
I have an item. We discussed at, I believe it was the June meeting, the possibility of bringing in equestrian activities to Steam Pump on a very limited basis, incorporating track, 4-H, trot, any of those, you know, very well-established communities at this point. I would like to have a discussion and possible action on bringing equestrian activities in a very limited scope to Steam Pump Ranch.
Do I hear a second on this?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. opposed? Okay, that carries. Any other agenda items? We're starting to get a decent agenda here. Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:39 p.m. May I have a second?
I'll second.
We have 2 seconds. Motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much.